happen?
Not too much.
Yeah, not too much.
I mean, he's who he is for a reason. He's a competitor, first and foremost, and a competitor wants a challenge. So if someone wants to give him a challenge, he's going to rise to it. So if the crowd wants to do that, I'm all for it.
He's very talented, but it seems like he can, you know, get by with less talent with the guile that he has. He's really got a lot of gamesmanship.
Yeah, he's been around, and he's not afraid. And he's pretty special. He's a talented kid, and he's a talented competitor.
Close.
11:59.
Oh, all right. Morning by 1 minute.
Time for breakfast again.
Talk about the intensity in a match like that, and as your career is winding down, how every match is important. And is that pressure on you, or is that motivation for you?
I think it's just motivation, really. I mean, I don't think that we should, you know, feel too much pressure out there. I think the other teams are the ones that kind of have to press and feel the pressure against us, because we know we're very solid from top to bottom. So I go out there with, you know, really nothing to lose, and just go out there and try and play my game.
Do you believe there's any pressure in trying to become the first team to win four straight team titles?
No. Thankfully, Paul Goldstein did that back in the 90s. So we're not going to be the first, I hope. But we still have a long way ahead of us, and there's some good teams out there.
You know, in the past, I guess the past several years, y'all have not come in as the top seed, but knocked off the top seed to win. This year, you are the top seed, so you're, I guess, in essence, you're kind of the hunted instead of the hunter.
Yeah.
And of course, I imagine you being the captain and, you know, playing like you do, you probably derive a lot of attention from everybody else. Does that add any extra pressure?
No, I think it's a good thing. I've been kind of in this situation the last 3 years, so it's nice to kind of take some of the pressure off some of the younger guys, the freshmen. You know, maybe they're not going to get as many questions or, as long as, you know, they kind of are able to deal with it. I know myself and Daniel and the older guys will. Well, we know what it takes, and, you know, we'll put that on our shoulders and help get the freshmen through it.
Your psychology is pretty impressive, too. Is that come out of unconsciousness, or is that sort of thoughtful thing to do out there?
No, I always I'm always thinking, and, I've played, numerous sports, team, individual, growing up with my parents. And, Peter has, been in my life, for a long time, and they, just kind of put what I need to do out there in me at a young age. And, I've really grown into kind of growing into that role as, a leader and being able to go out there and help some of the younger guys.
Coach, I'm sorry, go ahead, Matt.
Have you played Navallo before? I'm sure you
probably have. Yeah, I mean, we're born 2 days apart in December. We played each other a lot in the juniors, but never in college, as far as I can remember. So, we haven't played for a long time, but he's always been a good friend, and, we traveled together in the juniors and stuff. So, I know Dennis and the family really well, and it's tough to play one of your buddies, but it was a fun match.
Give us one thing you've picked up from the pro events you've played, maybe that you've learned that you can kind of rely upon in a close match out here.
Just being more professional, I think. When I was younger, freshman, sophomore year, I was more wrapped up in, courts 2, 3, whatever, you name it, I'm wrapped up in all 6 courts, and comes time, I'm serving at, or I'm, having a game at 5-2. I don't even know what the score is on the other. I'm kind of go to my towel, just go to what I know I do best, and just becoming more steady and just becoming calm. So.